This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, October 13th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, everybody. I'm Spencer Chase. Here's today's headlines. A new California law on farm worker residency. It is right to repair, but not that kind. And USDA's budget worries. Newsom signs farm worker residency bill. Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a bill that lays the groundwork for a permanent residency program for non-citizen farm workers. SB 831 enables the governor to work with the Biden administration on a pathway for California to identify farm workers as essential workers and give them permission to work and stay in the U.S. The pilot program would establish criteria for agricultural employees to be eligible for lawful permanent resident status if they have lived in the country for 5 years, have good moral character, and have not committed a crime. The author, Senator Ana Caballero of Merced, called the bill's passage a victory for rural communities and families. California Citrus Mutual and the California Fresh Fruit Association supported the measure alongside farm worker groups. It passed along party lines. Farm Bureau secures another legislative win. On the heels of Newsom signing a bill on pesticide drone training, the California Farm Bureau celebrated the passage of a measure on accidental take. AB 606 ensures that farmers will not be held liable if a species listed as endangered under California law is killed in the process of routine agricultural activities if they report it within 10 days. Without the protection of the accidental take law, farmers might avoid activities that benefit wildlife, like flooding fields to create habitat, according to proponents. The bill extends the current accidental take statute that was set to expire in January. Dozens of farm groups lined up in support. Right to repair bill signed, but it's not what you think. California consumers just ratcheted a major right to repair win. After a 6-year effort by Senator Susan Eggman of Stockton, Newsom signed SB 244 into law this week, expanding access to the parts, tools, and information needed to repair products. But sorry, it's not about tractors. The bill excludes agricultural and forestry equipment and specifically applies to consumer electronics and appliances. Farmers, however, have won the right to repair their iPhones. We'll have more right after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back. House remains paralyzed as Scalise drops bid. House Republicans are back on the hunt for a new speaker after Steve Scalise withdrew from consideration Thursday night, one day after winning the nomination of the GOP conference. Scalise never came close to securing the 217 votes he would need on the House floor, despite a 2.5-hour conference meeting Thursday, as well as some smaller private meetings. "Our conference still has to come together and is not there," Scalise told reporters. "There are still some people that have their own agendas." Now, what's next? The Scalise exit opens the door to Jim Jordan, a Republican of Ohio, to run again. House Freedom Caucus Chairman Scott Perry, a Republican of Pennsylvania, quickly endorsed Jordan, though it's not clear he could get to 217 either. On social media, Perry said, "We need to get this done. Jordan is a complete and necessary departure from the status quo." But Jordan's hardline record on farm policy could give some rural lawmakers heartburn. Torres Small to GOP. Pass a budget. Deputy Agriculture Secretary Xochitl Torres Small is warning House Republicans that a government shutdown could slow work on a new farm bill and hurt their farmer constituents. In an interview with AgriPulse newsmakers, Torres Small said the threat of a shutdown October 1st forced USDA to spend a lot of time preparing for disruptions to its operations. A shutdown remains possible when a stopgap spending bill that's funding the government expires November 17th. Says Torres Small, "The House needs to figure out what they're going to do in terms of a speaker. Then they've got to pass a budget, and then we will be here to provide the technical assistance necessary to get the farm bill reauthorized. By the way, Torres Small says the fiscal 2024 agriculture funding bill that was defeated in the House last month gives me a lot of heartburn due to its potential impact on USDA staffing. You can check out this week's Newsmakers Today on AgriPulse.com. Spending deadline looms closer amid turmoil. Once House Republicans agree on a new speaker, a senior House appropriator expects the chamber to resume debating individual spending bills for FY24. Work on the spending measures has been stalled since the ouster of Speaker Kevin McCarthy, October 3rd. I have no doubt that if we can get a speaker and get back to work, we can meet that November 17th deadline and be in a position to negotiate with the Senate and the White House on fiscal 24 funding, said Representative Chuck Fleischman, a Tennessee Republican who chairs the House Energy and Water Appropriations Subcommittee. One big unanswered question: what happens to that FY24 ag bill that concerns Torres Small? The bill was voted down because a lot of people from states with a very strong agricultural presence just could not take those votes based on very strong comments from their constituencies. That's going to have to be revisited, Fleischman said. EPA asking for info on treated seeds with eye toward regulation. EPA is seeking input on the use of pesticide-treated seeds and pesticide-treated paints, which are exempt from registration requirements under the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act. The agency rejected a petition a year ago that sought an end to the exemption for treated seeds, but EPA also said it planned to issue an advance notice of proposed rulemaking, which it did Thursday. States and other stakeholders have raised questions about the clarity and enforceability of instructions related to the use of treated seed products, the agency said Thursday, noting it will gather input before deciding whether to propose new regulations. EPA wants information on the use of treated seed products, including storage, planting, and disposal. Finally, here's today's He Tweeted It. If you don't want the clown show, you shouldn't have hopped in the clown car. That was Congressman David Valadao of Hanford in response to Representative Norma Torres of Panoma voting to remove former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, October 13th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Sacramento, California, and Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Spencer Chase.